Hare Krishna. So let's discuss the 10th verse of first chapter today. It goes like this.
Aparyaptam tadasmakam balam bhishma bhirakshitam paryaptam tva idam etesham balam bhima bhirakshitam.
Now in this verse, Duryodhana is trying to glorify his army to a very great extent. And he's also glorifying Bhishma. Exclusively, he's glorifying Bhishma here. Now, let's see one by one and let's try to analyze, you know, this particular shloka. Now, here, he's saying, Paryaptam tad asmakam balam. Asmakam balam, our bala, our strength, our army strength is aparyaptam, immeasurable. And what is he saying? Bhishma bhirakshitam. And we are perfectly protected by whom? We are protected by Bhishma. And then in the next line he says, Paryaptam tva idam etesham balam. Etesham balam, their bala, the Pandavas bala is aparyaptam. That is limited. Limited. And it's protected by whom? Bhima bhi rakshitam. Bhima in front of Bhishma, what is he? And here Prabhupada writes a very, very nice line. It says, the forces of the Pandavas are limited. That's what he's saying. That is aparyaptam. Being protected by a less experienced general, Bhima, who is like a fig in the presence of Bhishma. So, why Duryodhana is calling out Bhishma here? He could have told Arjuna, he could have told Yudhishthira, why Bhishma? Oh, sorry, Bhima. Why Bhima? Why is he talking about Bhima here again and again? In the previous verse also we saw that, you know, he talked about Bhima somewhere. And again, in this verse also, you know, he's speaking about Bhima. Here, Prabhupada writes the reason for us. Now, let's read that. Duryodhana was always envious of Bhima because he knew perfectly well that if he should die at all, he would only be killed by Bhima. So, Duryodhana very well knew that someone has to kill me, then it has to be Bhima. So, again and again, you know, he's telling himself, don't worry, nothing will happen. Our side, Bhishma is there. Their side, only Bhima is there. So he's trying to convince himself, try to hide his own fear, and at the same time, he's trying to encourage his army. Look at the diplomacy of this person. He's not at all allowing his fear to come out, and at the same time, that fear, he's translating it as an inspirational talk, you know, for his army. Now, let's analyze one more. So here, the word aparyaptam is used. So, aparyaptam has got two meanings. And with this, Duryodhana, very diplomatically, with this particular word, he is glorifying Bhishma and at the same time, he is giving some hint to Dronacharya. What is that? So, here he is saying, aparyaptam tadasmakam balam bhishma bhirakshitam. So, we discussed this particular thing. So, he is saying, aparyaptam tadasmakam balam. So, our bala is immeasurable. So he's telling everyone, you know, who is there around, and he's telling that our bala, you know, looking at everyone, is immeasurable because you all are great, great personalities. And then he's telling Bhishma, he's glorifying Bhishma. He's adding a point. He's saying, Bhishma Abhirakshitam. We've got such a great personality, Bhishma. And in the Shastra, Bhishma is described as Atiratha. If you remember, we had discussed about Maharatha, Athiratha, Ratha and Ardharatha in verse number 6. So here Athiratha basically means a person, a personality who can fight with 60,000 opponents at a time, single-handedly. So he is called as Athiratha. So Bhishma was like that. So here we see that Duryodhana is glorifying Bhishma, saying we have Bhishma on our side. Now obviously Bhishma will feel very good and Duryodhana has won the heart of Bhishma. But now, he's hinting to Dronacharya something. Now, aparyaptam means immeasurable. Aparyaptam also means insufficient. So, here, this personality, Duryodhana, is telling Dronacharya, our strength is insufficient. You know why? Because this Bhishma, who is there, this Bhishma has got sympathetic feeling towards Pandavas. And because of that, there's a high probability that we might lose. So, oh Dronacharya, I request you, you have to fight even more harder because you have to cover up the weakness of Bhishma. look at the diplomatic way of speech of this personality. He's saying aparyaptam and he's addressing Bhishma, saying our strength is immeasurable, glorifying Bhishma. And on one side, he's hinting Dronacharya, don't relax. We have lots to do because this old personality, he is having sympathetic feeling, you know, towards Pandavas. And we are gone, we lose. So you work harder, you fight harder. So in this way, you know, we see, you know, from third verse we are seeing that how diplomatic this personality Duryodhana is. And tomorrow, we'll see that till now, Duryodhana has won over Dronacharya and Bhishma and all the other great personalities like Kripacharya, Karna, Vikarna and others, Ashwatthama. He has won all of them and they are all on his side now. But then what about the other military generals who are there? What about the soldiers who are there? Now at the top he has captured everyone, he has got on his side, but now he has to carry even the people who are below. And that's what he will do in the next loka. So let's see the next loka tomorrow. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.